Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Salamu alaykum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be discussing about prophethood. We're more specifically talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the seal of the prophets, being the last messenger, being the last of all the prophets, all the divine prophets sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance and for the salvation of mankind. Well, the first thing we want to talk about is the necessity of this issue. We have pointed out before that whoever deals with Muslims, wherever in the world they may come to know that they believe in the seal of prophethood with the Prophet of Islam, and that if a person accepts Islam with sufficient reasons, they have no choice but to accept the ending of prophethood with him. So we have to realize that this is not something that is controversial in Islam. This is something which is clearly laid out, and all Muslims throughout the world believe in the last messengership of Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's the seal of all messengers. He is that final prophet, messenger sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has ended prophethood. Now, the message that Prophet of Islam has brought, which is Quran and his ahadith, the traditions and narrations and his words, these words from both Quran and ahadith are enough for the humanity to reach the peak of humanity. Now, this is what Islam believes in, and for any Muslim who was born a Muslim, or they were born to, let's say, a Christian family or a Jewish family or any other faiths, once they convert to Islam, they have to realize and they have to understand that this topic cannot be challenged in any ranks or in any groups or in any sects of Islam. The second point we want to make today is some of the verses of the Holy Quran that are really like clear-cut proof on the prophethood and the Prophet Muhammad being the final messenger and final prophet of Allah. If you refer to chapter 33, verse 40, the verse says, Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the apostle of God and the seal of the prophets, and God has full knowledge of all things. This verse was revealed when the idea of foster children were prevalent. It was prevalent amongst the Arabs. They would accept a child who had a different mother and father as their adopted child, and they accepted the child into their home as if it was their own child. The child was mahram and would inherit as well. But Islam came and did away with this ignorant custom, saying foster children are not covered by the divine law like real children. Among them was Zayd, the foster child of the Prophet of Islam, who was considered to be a child of the Prophet. Thus, the Holy Quran, that you should only describe the real qualities of the Prophet, which are two: divine mission and the seal of prophethood, instead of introducing him as father of one of these individuals. This shows that the seal of prophethood by the Prophet of Islam was clear for all. It's not something that was developed later on. It was clear at that time as well, in the life of Prophet Muhammad himself. Okay? It was clear for everyone living around him who became Muslim or those who decided not to become Muslims. It was clear for all of them that this notion is something that stands tall in Islam. So with this, we're going to go for a short break. And once we return from the break, we're going to be talking about what exactly is meant by the seal. Stay with us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Brother Mahdi, and today we want to talk about the meaning of the seal of prophethood. So first of all, let us understand that all Muslims, whether they are Shia or Sunni Muslims, believe that the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his family, is the last messenger and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And furthermore, that he is the seal of prophethood. So, on a very quick tangent, as Muslims we believe that Islam is the completion of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to humanity. It is the most perfect and comprehensive order of life for humanity, mercifully provided to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if Islam is the most perfect and complete message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then logically there is no need for a messenger after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Now, returning back to our topic, the meaning of the seal of prophethood, the Quran clearly states that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his household, is the seal of prophethood. Specifically in chapter Ahzab, verse number 40. Again, we highly suggest you go open up your Quran and read this verse. It's chapter Ahzab, verse number 40. So in this verse, we find the word khatam. The root word of khatam means to bring to an end. Yet the word khatam itself can also have three different meanings based upon the Arabic. So, one, it means that the prophet is the bringer of the end of prophethood. Another potential meaning is that the Holy Prophet is the messenger by which prophethood ends. And a third meaning is that khatam just basically means to end. So, all these different meanings still point to one message. The Holy Prophet Muhammad is the seal and the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there is a slight misconception, which is quite widely known among the people, that khatam means ring, and by ring it means beauty. Again, meaning that the prophet is beautiful in this context. But when we see that the usage of the word khatam to mean a ring by trying to define it as beauty is seldom seen in the Arabic language, and it would have been more appropriate to use Arabic words that suggest a crown or a diamond or something else that is more commonly suggested and related to beauty. Now, let's say that the meaning of khatam is ring, for example, hypothetically speaking. Then, in its historical context, we find that rings at that time were used to seal and end letters. So we come back to the original meaning of ending and seal of prophethood. By any means, brothers and sisters, just as Islam is the last and most complete religion, so the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his family, is the last and most complete messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Countless blessings and praise upon the seal of prophethood, the Holy Messenger Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Thanks for listening. We leave you in Allah's care, the best care that there is.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him?
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before we went on to this break, we were talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the seal of the prophets, him being the last of those messengers sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance and salvation of mankind. And the program he brought for the entire humanity is something that is enough for the entire humanity to tread on the path of success and salvation in both the worlds. Not just this world, both the worlds. Now, we talked about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the last prophet of God and why we're discussing this and what the necessity of this issue is. This is something that is unshakable in Islam. This is one of the core beliefs in Islam. So this means any revert, any convert, anybody who becomes a Muslim, he comes in the folds of Islam, whether by birth or later on, that person by default has to believe in this very tenet of Islam. It is not something that is optional and it is not something that is controversial. Now let's discuss quickly what the term seal means. What exactly is meant by seal of prophets? Well, seal means to end something. For instance, a seal is placed at the end of a letter, and if we see that sometimes a ring is called a seal, it is because in that age it was used in place of the signature of a name. Whoever at the end of his letter sealed it with the ring in which his name was carved, used it as a seal, and every image on the ring was particular to that person. In the Islamic traditions, we read when the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wanted to write a letter for the kings and leaders of these times and invited them to Islam. His companions told him that the kings would not accept a letter unless it had a seal. So it was a norm at that time. It was just a tradition at that time that every letter, every official letter was sealed by a ring print. Okay? Just like we have stamps today, right? You put this like stamp on a piece of paper after writing something at the bottom and sign it, just like that. If something is not signed, typically it is not considered to be official, right? If you do not see that stamp of an organization, of an office, and especially of the office bearer. Now, this was a tradition at that time as well, but the stamp was not what we have today. It used to be in a ring. The letters of the Holy Prophet to that time did not have a seal. He ordered that a ring be made for him in which was imprinted, "There is no God but God, and Muhammad is the Prophet of God." So in other words, it was written, "La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulallah." So this was printed in the ring of Prophet. So when he would send out those letters, he would put this as a seal and made sure that people know and everybody receiving it knows that it is from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet after this ordered that his letters be sealed with that from then on. So after that ring got made, this is a formal announcement by Prophet that every letter of his is going to have this as a seal. So this is what primarily seal means. Now, consider this with the concept of prophethood. 124,000 prophets came, and the last thing that happened, the last seal of the prophet, was Prophet Muhammad himself. And with this, that entire chapter of prophethood was closed. With this, we leave you in Allah's care and thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.